You ready to retry this?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Let's get it.
I look good. I look good.
Yes, sir.
I look good.
Oh, my gosh.
Donation.
When will it stop? Will it ever stop? Non-stop bombing.
Do the knowledge, nigga.
Do the knowledge.
You some freaky ass nigga.
Jurisky, you freaky frog. Everybody. How y'all doing? I'm your host, Sniper. Call me Lonnie in the building. It's your boy.
Donation.
Unlimited bombs. Right here is my brother from no other. My boy, Young Risky in the building.
Yes, sir. It's your boy, Risky in the building. Y'all know the vibes. You know
this
the vibes.
My dog, y'all know.
Yes, sir.
Get my bro extra bombs for him. Everybody, the sixth bird. We got the dub in Ireland. If you don't know, now you know. We're the first to win in Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get money. You humiliated yourself, busting on the field.
Feel me? My boy, Aaron Rodgers, doing what he got to do. My boy, DK Metcalf doing what he gotta do. Oh my God.
Shout out to the haters.
Shout out to the ones that thought the Vikings was gonna beat us. Like, what's wrong with y'all, bro? Do you not know who we are? This is in our veins, bro. Jalen Warren, feel better, get better, bro. We need you back next week. Gainwell, you dog.
We gonna need him help.
Gainwell, you dog. Two TDs, my boy. Risky called it. Risky called it. Risky said Gainwell's gonna hold us down, and he did exactly that.
He did more than hold us down.
Bro, he did everything I thought he wasn't gonna do.
What?
Bro, snapped. Like,
I gotta
give it to him.
134 yards. 99 rushing. 35 receiving. Yeah.
Pull the stats out, Ree. Yeah. What my boy Rodgers had?
My boy Rodgers threw for 200 yards, a passing touchdown. He went 18 for 22.
18 for 22.
I'll take that.
Cam Ward, you can't do that.
Definitely can't.
Lamar Jackson, you can't do that. This day and age, Pat Mahomes, you might can do that.
Yeah. Hold on. We almost forgot about DK.
Oh, I said DK. Come on. Oh, well, DK stats.
Hold on.
What DK stats?
DK got 126 yards.
Stop the cap.
You lying.
What? 5 receptions. And my boy got a TD on top of that. Stop playing with him.
DK.
Got a TD on top of that.
DK, I love you, bro.
That boy's a dog.
Bro, a dog. And I said it. We got DK. We will not lose.
100. Tell y'all, bro.
Unlimited bombs for DK Metcalf. You see this jersey? This is a dog right here, too. Shout out to my boy, TJ.
What?
Shout out to my boy, Jalen. Jalen Ramsey, bro.
Bro,
can we sit here for
amazing
a second?
Amazing pickup. Amazing pickup.
Jalen Ramsey, amazing pickup.
Talking about he washed.
DK Metcalf, amazing pickup. Aaron Rodgers, they thought he was washed. Nah, he just faked that injury. Come on now. He knew where he wanted to go. He faked the injury just to come to us. He knew what he wanted to do. He played everybody. Come on now. Who else? Who else are we getting shout out to? Pat Queen, you my dog, but you had some bad penalties at the end of that game, my boy.
Yeah.
You had a pass interference. That was terrible. I didn't like that.
Darnell Washington started to get touches, too.
My boy, Darnell.
He started us off, you feel me?
Darnell's a dog, bro.
Bro, why is he so big?
Bro, it's the size of a lineman.
And he's athletic, too. You feel me? He could jump. He could run. You feel me? And he can catch.
College highlights is him jumping over niggas.
Bro, if we didn't pick him up, man.
Bro. We have an amazing team, bro, and I love it.
With the world's best kicker.
Oh, my. Chris Bozzi. Hold on. Turn the bombs back up. Chris Bozzi. That's my dog. That's my GOAT. First, my GOATs go from LeBron James, Gordon Ramsay, Chris Boswell.
He's in the Mount Rushmore, I ain't gonna lie.
Nah, for real. He's in the Mount Rushmore of NFL players. It's Walter Payton, Chris Boswell, bro. For real.
Shit is crazy.
Bro, hold on. Let me go over these stats real quick. Aaron Rodgers, 18 for 22, 200 passing yards. Amazing, first of all. 0 interceptions. Come on, bro. My boy had 3 rushes. Bro was 42 rushing the ball. Stop playing.
He was moving through them pockets. I ain't gonna lie, he was moving in them pockets. I ain't gonna lie.
Bro, they got it.
Oh, he moving like a snail. You moving like a snail. Like, yeah, damn, right. Can he move? Like, yeah, let bro, feel me, let bro do his thing.
Snap scared me. Speaker turned off. Calvin Austin, he didn't really do nothing today, which well, I'm not surprised. It's Calvin. We don't really show him love when he's supposed to get the love, so not mad at that at all.
He scored last game, I believe. I think he did score last game.
Nah, I think so. But I'm not mad because he when it comes to them deep balls, he's reliable. Yep. So I'm not mad.
One little quick slants.
Exactly.
He'll give us 10 or 15 after that, maybe.
Yep. So. Oh, I forgot TJ Watt had a freaking interception, bro.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot.
Oh, yeah.
Interceptions, bro. TJ Watt interception. Freaking Deshaun Elliott interception. He almost had two interceptions.
Yeah, he almost had two.
Bro, greatness. Greatness, greatness, greatness. And I love it. This is what, when I think of football, this is what I imagine. Steelers football is the greatest football ever. We don't care about the Dallas Cowboys. It's not an American team. We don't care about y'all. Like, your owner is racist. Get out of here. Bye.
Patrick Wilson was doing his thing, too.
Patrick Wilson is a dog,
well,
too.
Well, Peyton Wilson, my fault.
I was thinking of Patrick Green. That's why I kept going. My fault. But Peyton Wilson, yes.
Yeah, Peyton Wilson,
a dog.
He had eight solo tackles.
Yes. Amazing. Bro, remember the Ravens game we went to last season, bro?
He caught that amazing interception.
Bro, that was the best interception. Oh, my God.
How can we forget that we were sitting right there?
Bro, and they came right to us, bro. That was the most – that was top five.
And I think Queen got an interception that game, too. It was a fumble, and then he ran.
I think,
he
ran, that's the one he ran towards us, the fumble. Mm-hmm. Yep. Bro, amazing. We play amazing football, bro. I got to give credit where credit is due. Carson Wentz.
Yeah, he did his
30
thing.
For 20, 46, 350 passing yards, bro. I can't hate.
He made some dumb-ass decisions.
Like it's Carson Wentz. What do they expect?
A couple plays, he was supposed to put them on the money and either overthrow them and put it in the wrong spot.
You know what I don't like? Why people got to shine against us?
I don't know
where freaking Justin Jefferson got 126 passing.
I mean, but that's it's Jetta, though.
But he doesn't do that against nobody else. Now, all of a sudden, we play him. He want to go off.
I mean, you know, we do be acting lazy sometimes.
Right.
And we let Jordan Edison come back off a suspension and give us 100 clip.
What was he suspended for? What, he beat his mama?
I don't know. I think he was I have no clue.
I searched bro name up. The first thing that come up is suspension. Oh, that nigga's just on drugs. Hey, shout out to him. Hey, excuse me, bro. Bro had a DUI related arrest and a subsequent wet reckless plea. What the freak is a wet reckless plea? I don't even know. That sounds like some freaky P. Diddy stuff, so I'm gonna just go on. Like, I don't know what's that about.
I ain't gonna lie.
Man.
I forgot about him, honestly.
I don't think about anybody but the Steelers. Like what that dude say, I don't give a piss about anybody but the Steelers. Like, I don't care about nobody but the Steelers, bro. Like, that's all that matters.
We're gonna shock a lot of people.
For sure.
A lot of people.
For sure.
I know a lot of people lost money against us. I know they did, and I'm happy.
I'm going to be honest.
God. I hope y'all put your house on that.
I'm going to be completely
honest. I hope
honest.
Y'all did.
I put money on them dicks.
Yeah, you one of them.
Bro, cause listen, if you know me, if you know the Steelers, we going to lose. We going to lose something dumb, bro. So I can never count it out. But I got to stop counting out Rodgers, bro. With him on offense, it's changing us all around. Like, what he is doing for us right now is, like, that's what we've been wanting for the past few years. That's what we wanted when we had Russell Wilson. Like, we wanted Russell Wilson to be that player, but he's washed. But how – no, he's washed because he didn't even do it today. How on earth did the Giants beat the freaking – what's his name?
Beat the Chargers, right?
The freaking Chargers. How did they beat the Chargers,
bro? I ain't going to lie, Dart. Dart is that guy.
He had a touchdown.
Scored the first touchdown. Bro. He was running. Yo, he got hurt and came back in and still was out there
today
dropping dimes. Yeah,
wow.
He got hurt.
I'm giving a round of applause for that. That's toughness. That's a tough.
Soon they put Russell Wilson in. I think he had like two, three plays. That said,
bro,
I'm not hurt no more.
Bro,
he came right back in.
Bro is garbage.
I respect it though. Don't give Russell Wilson the job.
Yes. Yeah, I'm going to give a bomb to that because I agree 1,010%. Freaking, what else we got on Sports, this, man? Baltimore Ravens are losing.
Yes, sir. Shout out to the Chiefs.
Shout out to Lamar Jackson and fumbling Derrick Henry. King
Hold on,
of
they
fumbles.
Both, they both fumble.
Today?
No, I'm saying, but they both do fumble.
Yeah, but Henry fumbled. He fumbled once again.
Yeah.
That is the king of fumbles.
The last three games.
Exactly. Thank you.
Last three games.
Thank you, loser.
I can't wait till they play us.
It's going to be... I'm going to text every single Ravens fan I know.
I'm putting them all in the group chat.
I'm going to laugh, bro. And I cannot wait. Like, y'all don't understand. I thrive in Ravens pain. Like, when they're sad, I love it. Like, what's the dude on Instagram? Butter?
Yeah.
When he said, I hate seeing the Steelers have fun. I
every
love
time
that
I see him mad about Steelers, I get happy.
I love that post. That post makes me so happy, bro. Who's this?
Oh, my God.
Genty touchdown. Let's go. They said Genty was out of here, but he is not. Genty is here, and he is here to stay. What you got to say about him, Genty?
He got three TDs today? For 136 yards.
Jeez, Louis, bro, chill out.
119 rushing.
Save some for everybody else. All right. And it, bro, oh, my God. Speaking of rookies, Kim Ward is not made up to what he's talked about. He should not. Was he number one?
Yes.
He should not be number one, bro. I don't care what nobody say. There's no reason a number one draft pick should be playing like this in any sport. Any sport.
Hold
no.
on. Didn't they let Syracuse come in there and spank him?
Didn't Clemson let Syracuse spank him?
Yeah, they did.
Sadness. Yeah, they did. Sadness.
I mean,
sadness.
I ain't no Clemson fan, so I don't give up.
Shout out to Oregon. Penn State, get up. Come on, baby. Overtime. Double overtime dub. I converted my boy Reed into an Oregon fan. He went from Clemson to Oregon. I'm still confused on how. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to put your business out like that. What I was saying? I'm still confused on how Syracuse freaking blew Clemson out. Then get blown out by Duke. Duke, a basketball team. Lose to them.
They're known for playing basketball and you lose to the football squad.
31-3. Like, bro.
Can't even put some real points on the board.
Like, y'all need Quint. That's just all it is. Y'all need Quint. Y'all are nothing without Quint, bro. And y'all will be nothing without Quint. Because that's just how I feel.
Too bad they won't get Quint back.
At all. Shout out to Quint. He playing right now. Shout out to Brooks. Yo, Brooks was snapping last night.
Well,
if you don't know, Lotsier Brooks, bro.
They need to give him a touchdown.
Bro, he going to get it.
They need to give him a touchdown.
His touchdown is definitely cooking.
When he get his first touchdown, he's going to get two.
For sure.
I'm trying to tell you he's going to get two.
For sure. For sure. Fantasy football, how you doing?
Next question.
I told you. Yo, bro, man, it's bad.
Next question.
Well, we're going to speak on myself.
Well, right now.
I'm looking good.
I'm losing week four. I'm 0-3 right now currently. Playing against my boy KJ. He's 2-1. He's projected to put up 120. I'm projected to put up 117. Right now, he has 101, and I have 93.
Mm, okay. Shout out to my boys, man. We're doing good.
If Daniel Jones could play a little bit he got 8 minutes left. So I need Rome to step it up a little bit.
Why Daniel Jones?
AJ Brown didn't do nothing. He didn't do nothing. So anybody in the world wanna feel me?
I don't know why. If you got a fantasy football team, don't draft any Eagles players but Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts or Saquon. Draft them two.
Barkley picked it up last, feel me, second half.
But like nobody
bro
else
ended with 43 yards.
Huh? He only had 43 yards?
Yes, rushing. Saquon Barkley. Yes.
That's sad.
The first two touchdowns should have been his.
I bet you freaking Jalen Hurts had more than 40. He had to. I know he did. You're not about to sit here and say he did.
Yeah, because he ran for something. Like, he ran for a big-ass game.
That's all he do. He take all the shine that Saquon.
Yeah, he had 62.
Told you. He take all the Saquon shine.
You got
shine.
More than your running back.
Shout out to my boy DK. Yeah. 23 points today.
I think it's time for AJ Brown to go. New team.
Come to the Pittsburgh. Hey. We're signing everybody. Come over here.
Hey, they was talking about Tyreek Hill.
Eagles?
Nah, Steelers.
I don't want him.
I'm just saying for
me. Bro. Nah, I'm good. I'm way good on that.
Yeah, he got
bro.
Too much baby mamas. I'm good on his mind.
Bro,
got too much on your mind other than football.
Bro got an investigation on him right now.
I know.
Bro, about bro. If you got an investigation or something like that, you in the league, you're most likely going down.
Yep. Sean Watson. Prime example.
That was different. That was different. Bro, just freaky. Bro, taking his pants off at massage parlors. Like, bro, what is wrong
it's
with
like
you?
It's like the kicker from the Ravens.
Ooh, Justin. Oh, the. Ooh, Justin Tuck.
Yeah, he was on some freaky stuff too.
For real?
You didn't read about that?
Look at, no.
Man, listen, look that up right now.
You lying.
Because, man, why do you think that he not on there no more?
Yo, I haven't. Oh, he's suspended. What the freak? Suspended for the first 10 weeks of the 2025 NFL season without pay by the NFL for violating the league's personal conduct policy stemming from accusation, sexual misconduct made by 16 massage. Nigga, what is wrong with y'all massage therapists? Like, dude.
They're making all this money. You want to go touch somebody that don't want to be touched.
Bro, like, I'm be real. All of the gold diggers out there, you want to go and be freaky to somebody that's just doing their job.
Somebody that's not into you.
Y'all need to learn from Jalen Green and what's the boy name? The other dude, PJ Washington. Y'all need to learn from them two boys on how to not get caught up in scandals like this. Yeah, they at least got some old heads.
Anthony Edwards, too. He got up out of his.
Send the pictures.
He got up out of his.
Send the picture. That's still legendary. That's a legendary person right there. I ain't gonna lie.
Jaguars busting the 49ers.
Shout out to Amon-Ra St. Brown. 26 points. I don't know why nobody picked him up in my league. Crazy. I got him.
Because you know I wanted them, that's why you grabbed me.
Yes, sir. Because I knew somebody wanted them. I said, y'all waited this many rounds, I'm taking them.
Shit is crazy out here. Shit is ridiculous.
I should have started. I'm still mad I didn't start Jalen Hurts, even though Aaron Rodgers got 12 points.
I'm glad I told you to do that.
Sabotage, bro. Mm-hmm. This is sabotage.
Shit, you beat me last week. Why
anyway,
not?
I'm not mad because I'm playing Kenneth right now. I got 94.2. He got 84.2. He's projected to have 126. I'm projected to have 112. So for me to be up right now, I'm not mad at. And we both have one more game left. He got one more game tonight. I got one more game tomorrow. You about to lose, bro. You might lose. I'm be real. Your team is butt.
You see the points, though?
Oh, he's losing points?
Yeah.
KJ, it might be over, brother. Ain't gonna lie.
And I still got Breece Hall for tomorrow?
Over. Isn't Justin Fields hurt?
No, he back.
He back? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mike got that. I got a game tomorrow, too. Oh. What did they play? They play Denver? Because I got a game. I got JK.
And he's putting up more points. Daniel Jones.
Okay.
Let's get all it. Right, all right. Let's all get right, it.
All right. Shout out my boy.
Let's get it.
Shout out my boy. All right. Let's get it. What we got for today? My boy Thugger out of jail. My boy Thugger didn't.
He been going through it since he been out. I ain't going to lie. He was better off inside. I ain't gonna lie.
It wasn't him being inside exposed him, bro.
Shit, he should have kept should exposed more and more and more. Cause shit, he was the top dog, and now he
messed himself up altogether, bro. Now he exposed himself for who he is.
I feel like him going
talker.
On that podcast messed him up.
No, that actually brought him back.
No,
whoop de doo.
I mean that, but that's not gonna get as much as
I mean
clearing that up. Like,
there's no way he could clear that up, bro. He wilded out like. He exposed himself way too much. Now, especially now that he made that I Miss My Dog song, all he did was just kiss up to everybody. Like, I noticed it too. Everybody that he apologized to was everybody that was helping him make music. Because if we being real, I'm a big Thugger fan, so say what you want to say. Dave, Thugger's not that good. Like, he's not. He's just a vibe,
I ain't gonna
bro.
Like,
Gunna been him. One
Gunna,
on one.
Gunna been using the pump to keep him alive.
The last one. My boy Gunner album tough. He definitely saved Young Thug. Young Thug exposed himself, bro. He freaking that album is terrible.
I don't understand people don't understand that when Thug was locked up and Gunner was out, who was paying for all that? Cause Gunner money was froze. Cause they thought he was using it for other, things. So
yeah,
his money was froze. So who you think was putting money up?
Him. Straight out of his pocket. Who Thug?
Gunner was putting money up.
I was about to say, hold on, what you mean?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, Thug and Gunna. Gunna was putting money up, you feel me?
Mm-hmm. His own bread.
That's why he came out and dropped that album, that shit.
And it's just corny because, bro, a lot of people changed on Gunna just because they thought Young Thug was going to think of some way or think about these old values or whatever. But come to find out, Thug is a snitch too.
Thug keep it the real. Person. They might just shut up about the snitching allegations.
You know what's crazy? Out of everybody that was convicted in that case, Gunna is one of the people that Young Thug is allowed to talk to now on his probation. You're not about to sit and tell me that they not cool. I don't care what nobody say. For him to have that in his probation stuff, that they're cool, bro. Yeah. I don't care. I ain't gonna lie,
it's crazy. He didn't. I mean, he was already bashing him and whatnot, but he came out and made a song with Lucci.
That's why I believe he's talking to Gunna. If you could talk to somebody that was your rival. Come on, bro. Y'all killed so many people, bro. Like, there's no way.
Shit. It's bloodshed between them two.
Yeah, exactly.
Real bloodshed.
Yeah, that's why it doesn't make sense. That's why Woody went crazy on Live.
Mm-hmm. I mean, but Woody then snitched on everybody, so like it don't really matter what he says.
Yeah, but it's for...
But they're going to listen to what he said because he's...
But Woody would have never had to snitch if that would have never happened. Mm-hmm. If that whole entire case would never happen.
It all falls back to the main character.
Young Thug and Lucci. It's your fault. I don't care nobody say. Lucci, you stay solid. I'm going to give you that.
That's what happened when you and your feelings.
Hey. It's life. Speaking of feelings, Charlie Kirk not feeling nothing. You know what that is?
No, I don't.
You didn't see that video?
No, I didn't.
Bro got sniped in the neck.
They just say he was racist, right?
That's beyond.
I never heard of him until he got shot in his
bro
neck.
Bro said something racist 2 seconds before he got shot. So, I promise you.
Nah.
Literally, bro. 2 seconds before
all
it happened,
the videos
bro,
I seen, it was no audio, so I just like
oh no.
I just seen him bro. Get shot. That's all. Like
I was seeing stuff, so I'm like, bro, what the heck is going on? The first thing I see on Twitter is him getting sniped. I'm like, bro, what the heck
bro
is
got
this?
Stream sniped.
Next topic.
Nah, for real though.
He got stream sniped.
He said some racist stuff and got shot.
And mind you, bro, it's irony because everything he spoke about was he was like for gun violence right. And like always said that it was black people with gun violence. He said always blame it on black people.
I mean, you live by you die by it.
You die by a white person. So it's even more crazy.
Yeah, look,
it's even more crazy.
Yeah, I'm
even gonna lie, look at that. All right, back to the Young Thug album. Speaking of terrible things, Young Thug got some terrible songs.
Why he paint himself white?
I ain't gonna lie, that was funny. Keep it right out.
He got
funny,
blue.
Right?
I think he got blue eyes in that album.
He do. Bro, like, and the first song, the ER. I'm calling my ops. Like, what, bro? What are you talking about? Like, that's Young Thug, bro. Listen, I know you trying to troll your way out of this. You cannot do it. First of all, you messed up because you didn't drop the album until all these tapes came out. Of you talking about what you're talking about. Then you come out with the worst album, possibly the worst album to come out this year. Like, you didn't help yourself out in any case possible. And then the soundtracks is terrible. You had Cardi B on a song.
And you got 21 songs on this bitch. Bro, you should have turned that bitch into an EP, cuz.
You put Cardi B. Whenever somebody featured Cardi B, they're at their last.
He put everybody and a mom on this song, on this album.
Exactly.
Future. Mariah, Quavo, Travis Scott, 21 Savage, Lucci, Sexy Red, Lil Baby, T.I.
What's he call it? Glorilla Ugly?
Yeah, Cardi B and Ken Carson.
Ken Carson, that song was terrible. I was listening to that in disgust.
bro got the dream team and...
And nothing happened. Like, you didn't call it no sound waves, but that first song.
He knew this was a flop. That's why he tried to do it when all this stuff going on.
Bro, like... Pay for the streams. The fraud should have got the streams. You already got the bot. You know you got the bots. Just get the streams.
Anybody
bro.
who told him to drop them songs it should be arrested. Because anybody should have been like, yeah, that's not it, Gunna.
Is that in your playlist? Is that in your library?
Whoop-dee-doo.
Oh, you really like that song?
Whoop-dee-doo.
I thought you was lying when you said that.
Whoop-dee-doo.
Yeah, bro. Thug.
I ain't
going
to lie. He didn't feel me. He did his little ones and twos on that. It's just catchy. That's all. It's just catchy. But other than that, that album is solid too.
The wildest thing I heard on that track, on that album, and I had to save this in my phone. Bro said, "Bash me like Jesus because I made it." What are you talking about? What are you possibly talking about? Young Thug, we're not bashing you. We're not bashing you.
I'm bashing him.
No, I'm bashing him, but it's not because he made it. It's because you're dumb. Being completely real, you're dumb, bro. And then you go and talk bad about all your friends, and you cheat on Mariah the Scientist, bro.
Shut the fuck up.
Like, bro, what is wrong with you, bro? You're cheating on somebody that was down for you, one. And it's like, for what? For what, Young Thug?
You turned it back on everybody, on the one that was actually putting money in your pocket.
The one that was actually there for him.
The one, and the toughest one out of all of them.
I can't say the only one that was there for him, because he did that. He did have the other shorty. The one that was on the phone crying.
You talking about,
The Spanish one.
Devin Haney girlfriend?
That was his girlfriend. Well, yo, well, before I forgot.
They got together.
I forgot.
Mind you, they probably was talking before that.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Because ain't they married? Or something like that? Well, that's just his girlfriend.
I think that was a lie.
I think they married.
If he married her after that, marriage over. I'm here. What would you do if, like, the girl you about to marry do that? Like, shit, her tape like that come
it
out?
It wouldn't even happen because I wouldn't put myself in that situation.
You want to get married?
I'm not dating somebody like that. Somebody that's already been around like that.
But what if you didn't know until the tape came out, though?
Oh, no. You got to do your background.
But you didn't know. Like, because none of us seen that until it came out.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So, I'm saying, like, what when it does come out, what would you do?
Meet me at the altar.
You still going to get married to her?
No.
What would you sing in the song, bro?
That's the first thing that popped in my head. But nah.
He going to get married to her still.
No. Because that's, you just look yourself look crazy.
Yeah, for sure. But it's like, still, I don't know. What I do it?
No. He's been married since 2023.
Oh, he believes married to her?
He is married to her. Yep, has been married since 2023. Right. And they just had a kid recently.
To each his own. I can't say nothing about it. It's been a lot going on. What else have you seen in the media, bro? Besides, I got something else, but I might want to save it to the next episode.
Cassinet.
What, his marathon?
Mm-hmm.
They hit 1 million?
Yep.
Bro, shout out to Kai. Shout out to Kai Sinat. Shout out to AMP. Shout out to all of them. They're doing their thing. What you want to say about that? I don't be paying attention to that.
I watched it. I ain't going to lie. That shit is beyond funny.
For real? I just see the clips.
Like, the creativity that Kai put together is crazy. It's next level. I ain't going to lie. Sure. Like, each room was, like, set up for, like, different shit. You feel me? Like how he had Off the Radar in one room, and then they got the little fun room, and then they got rooms where they sleep in.
Bro, when I say I didn't see anything,
it was just a whole bunch of crazy shit going on.
I didn't know On the Radar was there. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't see nothing,
that
bro.
That was at his crib when all the rappers was coming on there rapping and shit.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, it's crazy.
Oh, that freestyle?
Yeah, all the freestyles that everybody was doing. That was at Kai crib.
I seen the one dude, the light-skinned boy, the Braids, something like that.
Skinball braids.
He's talking about some pain or whatever. I don't know. I told you, when it comes to depressed music, I'll turn that joint off. So anything like that, I ain't listening to. For real. If you depressed, don't play that around me. Like, I say his name all the time. OT7 Kwani. Trash.
Oh, yeah. He fell off, bro.
He was never on.
He be trying to make it seem like he, him, and then don't want to drop no music. He told me, I can't wait to perform here. Like, bro.
We don't want
to
hear that. We don't want to hear that.
We don't want to hear the same song that you played at the last two or three concerts you had.
I don't want to hear none of it, honestly.
Like, it's just a bunch of run-on. You use the same rhymes. This shit is weak. I ain't going to lie. Trap music played out. Trench music is played out. You hear the same shit, just in a different wording. I ain't going to lie. I'm tired of it.
Did it stop recording?
I'm tired of it, honestly. I ain't going to lie. I'm tired of it.
Trap music, yeah. Bro, I've been tired of trap music since I was 12. Like, I only listen to it because, like, all right, this is cool. But it's like, you don't gotta be depressed all your life, bro. Like,
Lamar Jackson is hurt.
Get that brother out.
They got Cooper Rush in.
Shout out to that. I know every Ravens fan is in hell right now. Y'all are sad. Welcome to.
Boy, I know Damian going through it.
Damian, Darius, Rel, T-Dubs. For all the fans, you know T-Dubs. I was on the podcast before, man.
Yes, sir.
Bro, I was going through it. Oh, if you may not notice or not, we got ads going through
this. Oh, my mama, we lit.
We got ads playing. Don't ask me how I got it, because that's my business, not yours. Anyway, yeah. But, man, yeah, parlay is going to shit. It's over. Shake your neck. It's okay. I'm done betting. For all the listeners, my girlfriend gave me the death stare, so I'm going to just laugh it off.
Nah, my party with the shit, too.
Bro, what's up, bro? I'm done for the night.
Fuck one more.
Man, listen,
I need a 200.
I needed a dub. I needed a dub. As long as my Steelers won, can't nothing stop me in the world. I ain't mad about nothing.
Oh, yeah, Darius, when you do see this, bro, we shook on that $50 bet when the Steelers played the Ravens. So
yeah, my boy's
I don't
want
to hear it.
Oh, yeah. Yo, he was talking crazy.
Beginning of the service.
He was talking crazy. Y'all not doing nothing.
I don't
give
a fuck Lamar not playing or not. I need my 50 ball.
It's on wax. Right here on this episode today. I don't even know what episode this is, honestly. I don't know what number it is. Darius, you heard it.
Oh,
get my boy his money. What is like the fourth or fifth parlay today? Yeah, how many did you hit today?
That's exclusive. Subscribe to the other end and you will know.
Find out the next episode. Yo, that's
crazy. I probably hit what, like four or five parlays a day?
Dang.
I came up 180.
Different.
Came up 180.
My boy re-hitting. Nah, it's okay. It's going to stop. My boy Ree is hitting parlays. I can't be more than happy. If you want to hit a parlay, join us. Ask us because we know.
Subscribe to my Discord. $30.
100.
Nah,
you're
for real.
You going to make that 30 back in a heartbeat. Let me know some.
Donation.
Nah, for real. Like, if you want to make some money, yo,
tap
I ain't going to lie. I ain't going to lie. When it comes to money lines, bro, I'll be one to two off. Every week, every single parlay, I'd be off by one or two. So if you want to tap in with some real parlays, money lines,
yeah,
I got you.
Tap in.
I got you. I don't know how I'd be so close, but I'd be close like every single time. So not worried about it. Anyway, what else we got for this episode, man? I don't think I might gotta chop it up to the next one. I got what I want to talk about, but I want to save it because, bro. This is the corniest guy in America. Like, this guy is so corny, bro. It doesn't make sense to me. And his beefs don't make no sense. Lil TJ, get a life.
He's a baby. I ain't gonna lie.
Get a life.
Baby.
If you see this, pop up, pull up on us. We are in Maryland. If you want to fight, pull up. I ain't scared about nothing. Stop doing what you're doing, bro. I'll get more into it. If you don't know about it, I'll get more into it on the next episode because this guy is the ultimate scrub and is fighting for his life right now. And I don't get it.
I think he's doing it just to get a little bit of publicity.
He don't have nothing else. He has nothing else, bro. If you want to hear about Lil TJ hate, the very beginning of the next episode, I'm going to start because I watched the video on it and I didn't like it.
Yeah.
It's corny.
I ain't gonna lie. I watched it a couple of times. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, it's very, very, very corny. It's wild. Like, it should be no reason to hate. Stop hating on people. Stop trying to find fights. Stop trying to find beefs. If you don't got it, you don't got it, bro.
Yeah,
it is
find them
it
niggas
is
that did that shit to me.
Yeah. DDG and Reggie dropped their beef. That's corny. Like, it doesn't make
I mean,
sense.
That shit was pointless, honestly.
It was pointless.
I just feel like DDG just be inserting himself in
DDG
things.
He's like... He takes everything personal.
He is a cornball. Dub's a cornball.
For sure.
They just don't like that other people is getting famous, honestly. Because why is you commenting on Reggie shit? Like, it don't matter who he with, who if he got cheated on, if whoever was what.
Nigga, the song sucks. The song sucks.
That's
I mean, my
he,
problem
he
with
take
him.
That to the heart when people
that's
say
my problem,
ass.
Bro.
That's how you know your shit really ass.
Facts. Like, if you get that defensive over songs...
Your
that's
shit,
on you, bro. Don't get
I
mad at me.
Lie.
Like, I'll never understand it.
I never understood it either. But hey, y'all want to do that and kill yourself?
Go ahead
do
man.
It.
Fight. Do what you gotta do.
I don't know why people wait till they get money to crash out. I don't understand.
Nah, for real.
People wait till they get money to crash out.
Speaking of crashing out, Caribou been crashing out.
She's still going on.
Yeah, she's been crashing out of Lil Yachty for like 5 months.
More than 5 months.
Forget Caribou. I forgot something special. How you been, my brother? How you been?
For me?
How life been? Yeah, Elmo.
Life been going good. Working. These shifts been killing me, you feel me? But other than that, I just...
Terrible shifts. I don't know how you do it.
Gotta be consistent. Feel me? Just stay consistent, you'll be all right.
The definition of a night owl. Like, heck no. Couldn't be me.
Mm-hmm. If you don't know, I got work at midnight. Boy, got work at midnight.
That boy, the silent claps. Could that joint not happy?
But, nah, at all. But other than that, life been going good. Just learning how to become a better dad. That's all. Hey. Well, no, father. No.
How's fatherhood? Speak on, you know, every time it's a new episode, we like to
shout out to my boy Jay Beesky. Yes,
sir.
Shout out
to my brother Nim.
My boy getting big, man. My boy getting big. I ain't gonna lie.
Shout out to nephew.
Watching him grow is crazy. That boy, yo.
It don't make no sense how big kids get.
He learned so much. Like,
is he talking yet?
What is he? You tell your ass no in a heartbeat. You tell your ass no.
I gotta tap in with him.
He'll tell your ass no. Like, he know his up and downs now. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Like, he's starting to learn like where his eyes and ears at and shit.
Every time I go on IG, I see either one of y'all posting him. I'm like, bro, this man getting big, bro.
Like now, like sometimes, like when he watching TV, like he'll just go sit on his couch and just like lay down and just watch TV.
Nah,
like,
bro, you lying.
Bro, be on his. You feel me? He be on his shit now. Like,
nah,
like
bro.
If when he don't want nothing, he be like, uh-uh.
Shout out the kid.
He'll tell you no in a heartbeat.
Shout out to fatherhood.
That shit crazy, but I love it though. My boy getting big as hell. Yeah. Can't wait till I put him in some sports.
Oh yeah, you know I'm gonna be out there. Oh, I'm gonna be out there. What?
My boy gonna be out there running.
I'm snapping on refs. What? Bro, I'm gonna be going crazy.
Nah, my boy getting big. I gotta get him a Steelers jersey.
Oh yeah, you already know. A Steelers jersey and a towel. And everything else he wants.
Gotta get my boy in the gear.
Facts.
It's only right though, I get him in the gear, but other than that, it's what? Feel good, look good. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I look good.
As for myself, just been chilling, man. Just letting life go. Bro, I work so much. I be forgetting what day it is, all types of stuff. Like, tired, everything like that. I be so happy when them days off, or I finally get some sleep, bro.
What? Speaking of that, tomorrow my mini Friday. Mini Friday.
What you got? Like one day off?
I got one day off, which is Tuesday, and I go right back to morning shifts.
Man,
8 to 4.
That's terrible, bro.
And then I only get off 2 days on morning shifts.
I couldn't do it, man.
Other than that, night shift, I get one day off.
You be working 12-hour shifts, like, bro, get out of here.
Man, listen, 12-hour shifts. Once you start to do them a couple times, it become easy.
Wait, is Lamar out for the season or something?
I hope so.
I hope so. Because the way Dub's talking, he's talking like Lamar's off of this season.
Nah, he said he lost, like, his...
He said Lamar not playing anymore.
Nah, he hurt.
I'm saying, like, how hurt? Like,
I mean,
not coming back hurt?
He not coming back hurt.
Oh, but he is the only one that's undefeated, so that's my buddy talking about, too.
Mm-hmm. He was just coming back, too. I'm not...
I don't know. It's 37-13 in the fourth quarter. Ain't no coming back. That game been done. He faked the injury for... Like, ain't nothing wrong with bro. Anyway, like I was saying, yeah, my life been good, been chilling. Been trying to smack some $1,000 parlays, trying to get out the hood right quick.
Well, it's only right, though. It's only right.
Ain't nothing else to do. So, nah, but I just been chilling, bro. Working. Chilling my girl. Ain't really nothing to it. Like,
yeah. I ain't gonna lie. This shit is unpredictable.
Definitely been tapping in with way more sports, bro. Lately, I've been tapping in mad sports. I'm going to talk about it next time. I went to a Phillies game. That was cool. I'm going to talk about it a little bit on
still
the next
waiting
episode.
On mine.
Yeah, let's go ahead and get out of here, man. I think it's a wrap for this one. Got any last words? Any motivational things for this one?
Just stay consistent, be yourself, and stay to yourself.
I like that. So I'm going to say stay consistent. Stay faithful. Put your trust in God. What Drewski say? Keep God in your life, fuck nigga. Just keep it like that, right? Man, never give up on yourself. Keep moving. If you're a kid, you know, I'm back. I do this for the youth. You feel me? Like, I never let that go. I'm going to do this for the youth. And every day. Don't matter. Young boy. Tap in with life, man. It's more to it than what you think it is. Just stay level-headed. Keep your head down, bro. It's more to life than what you see. Feel me? I'm your host, Young Bull.
Ooh, it's an elbow injury.
Yes. Yes. Lamar can't throw the ball no more. Yes.
It's an elbow injury.
I'm your host,
Young Sniper. Call me Lonnie. I'm Steez, everybody. My boy Risky.
Yes, sir. Your boy Risky in the building.
Lamar's out here. I don't got nothing else to say. That just made the rest of this episode, and I'm happy now. Lamar
yes,
can play.
Yes, sir.
Derrick Henry, yes, you are
sir.
On your
yes,
own.
Sir. Yes, sir.
There's nothing else you could do because you suck yourself.
Get up!
Yo, wait, you see that Joe when he fell? He tried to slam the helmet and fell.
Bro, I've been waiting, bro.
Yeah, I was crying on that one. It's your boys in the building. Box boys in the building. Oh, my boy Bub. Dang. Yo, how do I get to the end of this episode? I forgot about my boy Bub. Yeah, Bub just working today. That's why he's not here right now. He's going to be here next time. It's all good. Don't worry. You'll see Bub when you see Bub. You know, shout out to my boy Bub. He was just in California. My boy is freaking famous, bro. I don't care what nobody say. My boy is famous. He making that. I ain't going to say what he making now. Mind your business. Stay in your own pockets, young boy. But my boy Bub making it. He doing good. Him and his band. Grupo Apaca. They're an amazing Mexican band, if you don't know. They're performing worldwide. He's Bub, new nickname, Mr. Worldwide. If you don't like, subscribe, comment. Your mom's a hoe.
Use a freaky ass nigga.
Bye, little dummies.
Nate Wiggins hurt too.
Thank you.
He carted off. The Raiders looking bad.
He carted off?
He carted off.
Oh, my God. I'll never not love it.